work.
Tough. It sounded just like that.
Yeah, it did.
All right.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
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 It's the Bits. This is Quinn.
This is Claire.
This is Paulina.
Happy summer.
Happy almost summer Olympics. Yeah. More like it, actually.
Yeah. Welcome to our Olympics episode.
One of them. I feel like we might have a couple.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got to see how things go. We got to see what happens.
There's always something crazy that happens during the Olympics. The Olympics are so fun.
Yeah.
Like when somebody will break a leg at a 90 degree angle or something crazy.
Canadians are
you're right. It's so fun to watch. Yeah. Someone's career ending just injury. In injury. Yeah.
Nothing like bone coming through skin to really get you laughing.
I just feel like there was like a Summer Olympics
4 years ago?
No, it was longer. It was like the one before that.
Okay.
2016, Rio.
Yeah. Yes, Rio. Thank you. And I remember somebody having an insanely bad injury, and it was just like, I don't want to watch, but I also kind of want to watch.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like that American anthem singer.
Wow, real smooth segue into that topic.
You know, we might as well dive in on Ingrid.
Ingrid what?
I've never heard of this person.
If you haven't seen this video, it was everywhere the last few days.
Where just Google it.
She's singing the anthem at a Major League Baseball game in Texas. And she absolutely butchered it. And all the headlines and the posts I saw were like, Fergie, you are finally off the hook.
Yeah, yeah. Fergie, you can rest now.
Yeah.
That's when I first knew that it was happening. I was like, what's going on? And then I played 3 seconds of the video. Literally couldn't handle it because I'm not good in those situations when somebody is...
The secondhand like embarrassment. Torturing.
Yeah, the secondhand embarrassment. I can't handle it.
Yeah. But someone played it in my office against my will, regardless. So I was going to be listening to it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to actively go seek it out because, like, I don't know if I want to, like, watch this person just bomb before my eyes. But somebody played it in the office. I was like, oh. And it started off and I was like, okay. I mean, like, it's not worse than Fergie. And then it just kept
really
getting
took
worse,
a turn.
Kept getting worse.
And keep in mind, you guys, this is a Grammy award winning singer.
Or nominated?
Grammy nominated? Okay.
I don't know if she's won a Grammy.
Either way, she's better than that performance, is what you're pointing out.
And, yeah, what I'm trying to say is that she is an award
a legit musician. Singer.
Those, we should have an episode, honestly, where we count down the worst anthem singing, you know.
That we can find?
Because I know Roseanne did one, too. Do you guys remember when Roseanne butchered the anthem? And
yeah.
But that was the expectation, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, listen to the way Roseanne talks in her regular life.
Yeah.
It's like asking Gilbert Gottfried to do the national anthem.
Or like Marge Simpson.
And not expecting it to be terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean... I've heard that it is really hard to hear yourself in those situations. I don't know. I felt
well. Maybe she blacked out a little.
Okay. So okay. Yes. So initially, I was like, okay, who is this young girl? I thought, like, I was assuming that she was young and kind of a nobody, and she sings the anthem, and then imagine butchering that, and everyone is talking about you and how terrible you are. So I was like, okay, kind of feel bad for this girl, but then. She made a post the next day about checking into rehab.
Yeah, actually, I mean, it kind of made that performance make sense a little bit. She just, I don't have it in front of me, so I won't, don't quote me, but it was something to the effect of, that was not my best performance. Mm. I was definitely drunk.
Really?
I'm going to seek help. I'm checking into rehab. I hear it's lots of fun.
Yeah, that is essentially how it went.
Yeah, so I mean, good for her. Unavoidable if that is what's going on in her life, because that's kind of, I guess, what would get you there to if that, and you know if what, that's is what this, you're battling
at the
with.
End of the day, I'm just going to say it. All publicity is good publicity. We've seen it over and over again. Now she's checked into rehab. She's got people on her side rooting for her to come out on the other side. So,
well, hey, this is all going to work out for her. Would Go people Ingrid. Have known Ingrid's name if this hadn't happened, this whole debacle?
Well, I think, I mean, she's obviously somewhat she's, famous. Yeah. She's a country singer.
But if she had just gone in
singing at the All-Star Game.
Singing at an anthem. Yeah.
She just gone in and done this anthem. I mean, the world wouldn't have been talking about her the same way. If she had just gone in, done the anthem in like a regular, good old-fashioned way. Like, no one would be talking about this Ingrid person.
Swinging back over to the Olympics, there are some local sports players to keep an eye out for. But then also I thought maybe we could talk about who you're most excited to watch. And some, like, we're going to dive into our favorite sports, right? Our favorite competitions, if you will. And then I think we have a couple other things we want to talk about. So let's go for it.
Basic Olympics facts, okay? Olympics are happening in Paris. Paris.
Mm-hmm. Paris.
Dates?
July 26th to August 11th.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see the where they'll be playing tennis and racket sports right in front of the
Eiffel Tower?
That's pretty cool.
And beach volleyball. It's supposed to be like the most epic
setting. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I heard the opening ceremony is going to be this grand thing as well. Like, it's the first time they're not doing it in a covered stadium. They're doing it along the river.
Yeah. And yeah. In the river. So they're actually, I don't know if you read this at all, but they're doing a lot of the swimming events in that river. And it's trying to bring attention to the environmental side and like cleaning up that river. But it's not quite testing to the levels that it needs to be at for competition yet. And so they're finding high levels of bacteria in it. So they have about a week and a half to get it there.
I'm sure they're not stressed at all. I'm sure it's fine.
Well, that aside, you know, the mental strength that those athletes have to have, that can't even be in, you know, in their head at all. But also, how could it not be? Because you're like, wow, I'm going to get like beaver fever from this.
Do you think one of the boats catches on fire and that's the big event to kick off the big event that everyone's talking about in the news? A boat catches on fire. Hopefully it's the swimmers on that boat and then they're fine.
Oh God. I thought you were,
I am not
like,
following at all.
Cause they're going through the river, the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
Yes. So what aren't boat? They on boats?
And then I took that very personally because I thought you were saying that, like, hopefully the swimmers will be on the boat on fire.
Me too. I was like, why?
And I was like, I was a swimmer, okay?
Personal.
And it's my favorite.
I hate swimmers. No. I obviously was looking at it
obviously
more of
you
a
don't,
safety thing. Like, if anyone's boat is going to catch fire during the opening ceremony, hopefully it's the swimmers because they can swim. Anyway, I lost the plot on the conversation.
Well, I was also wondering, like, have you actively just made a threat on a boat at the Paris opening?
Look, I'm not allowed anywhere near Europe.
It's like, what do you have against boats? What do you know that we don't know?
What if a boat catches on fire?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I can't imagine it happening. Wink, wink.
Oh wow.
Anyway,
this is speaking of fun facts. This is the first Olympics that has gender parity. An equal number of male and female athletes.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
That's another good fun fact for the Olympics. We love to hear that.
Yeah. No one catching on fire.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm obviously just making things up. I don't know.
I don't
what do you want
know
from
why
me?
You're looking at me like this is something different.
Okay, so what do we want to talk about? Sports that we like? What order are we going in here?
Wait, can I ask a quick question? Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics? Just
Summer
typically.
Olympics. Don't even come at me.
Really? You've got to be the only Canadian who prefers the Summer Olympics over the Winter Olympics.
Probably
I
not.
Hockey.
I mean, maybe not the only Canadian. Summer has way more reach.
A couple Canadians. Yeah.
It's way more popular. It has much more of like a broad, I don't know. People like
broad interest.
More people are watching. However, personally, I like Winter Olympics more because more extreme sports with all of that, like alpine freestyle, like it's fucking crazy.
Snowboarding, skiing, the hockey, figure skating, ice dance.
Figure skating is.
I love watching the ice dance competitions.
And it's a bit of a point of pride because of where we live, or so I thought. We're a winter city. We see ourselves reflected in winter Olympics.
We have a chance at the podium at the end of the games.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, we do in the summer Olympics too. And I think we're going to jump into that a little bit because
we don't have a chance. No, sorry. I mean, the medal totals at the end of the games, right?
Like, are a little close. We're more in the running.
Yeah. We're in the running for that final podium standings
compared to the summer Olympics.
Obviously in the summer Olympics, we still have a chance in different sports at getting,
I'm going to say it this way. There are things about the summer that I love.
Of course.
And things about the winter that I love. Summer, there's so much to choose from, though. There's so much variety. Mm-hmm. And there's some new stuff this year, too. Break dancing.
Yeah.
Okay, I do want to talk about that.
Let's.
Okay, so.
Yeah, these. Yeah.
It's giving. Okay, so they decided to introduce break dance.
It's
and it's kind of to appeal to a younger audience, and it's giving like hello fellow kids.
It's giving when a grandparent is trying to dress like they're not a grandparent.
Yeah,
like yeah, maybe that's exactly
Buscemi meme or whatever, that quote when he's dressed as like a teenager,
yes,
and showing up with his skateboard kind of thing, like hello fellow kids, and that is. They're trying to appeal to a younger audience, but to me, I'm like, who of the younger generation is breakdancing? That feels a little bit more millennial interest.
Yeah, like put like beer pong or something in there. I don't
flip
know.
Cup. Well, oh, I would crush at flip cup in the Olympics.
And I just want to say sorry to the grandparents. You can dress however you want. But my point is it feels a little thirsty.
Well, and here's
the
thing,
it feels
though.
Like the wrong audience.
But the
that's the whole point, is they're trying to bring in an urban and more culture into.
Yeah.
Well, their words, not mine.
Here's the thing. The Olympics, unfortunately, is shrinking in interest. No city in the world wants to host it because it costs way too much money.
Yeah.
Tough
on the people, tough on
it's hard
the
on
environment.
The people. It's yeah, exactly. All of those things, right? Nobody wants to host it. The expectations of the infrastructure that you have, you know, it's the same with the FIFA World Cup. You know, Edmonton didn't get it. And in the end, maybe that was a good thing because Vancouver is staring down millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrades that they're going to need to be able to host that. And it's the exact same with the Olympics. So I can understand. Yeah, I just think that there's probably or maybe like I don't know. Like, why aren't we just looking at the athletes that are going and marketing them differently? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like,
you
why
are
we adding
part of it?
Breakdancing.
Yeah. It does seem like a weird.
Especially breakdancing. You know what? Skateboarding went in a while ago.
Yeah.
Actually,
and you know what? There's a lot of athleticism. I shouldn't say there is an athleticism to breakdancing.
Of
dancing
course there is.
Can be a sport, but it just.
It feels thirsty. Yeah.
Watch us. Watch it.
And
it
eat
be our favorite
words.
Thing. There's I enough mean, sports. I can't wait to watch swimming. Period. There we go.
Okay. So what are your top sports that you're looking forward to watching?
Swimming is absolutely always number one.
Because you're a swimmer.
Because I was a swimmer. I certainly can't claim. I do go swim for exercise now. It's not great. Water polo, because I played water polo. Unfortunately for me, though, water polo gets absolutely no love on the broadcasts. And this year, our Canadian teams, both men's and women's, got in because South Africa pulled out because of financial reasons. So, you know, they're not a top qualifier or anything. So I can imagine that there won't be a whole ton of water polo coverage, which breaks my heart. And then, I mean, athletics is always fun to watch. There's so many different
track.
Disciplines, that kind of thing. So
I like watching people race. It's a fun time. Just running, just gunning it down the
track. I like the team stuff probably for the same reason. Soccer girl at heart. Excited to watch Canada soccer, men's and women's. women's U.S. is very favored to win.
For sure.
But, you know, we had a gold medal. And so that's something. And we'll see how we come out. And it'll be fun to watch.
Defending
everybody.
Olympic champions, right? So
yeah. I mean, I don't expect that, but it'll still be good to watch.
Man,
and I
that
bet
one was so good, though, that when they beat the U.S. I loved that.
France will probably have a really deep run this Olympics. And Spain, Brazil is always.
Well, the Spaniards are just showing to be a dominant force in soccer currently.
No doubt.
So,
yeah, I also really like watching beach volleyball. And it's not just because I'm a lesbian. You know, I actually feel for them. I feel like they should be able to wear.
I don't even know why I actually put athletics in top three, because you're right. Soccer would be up there and beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball is
But volleyball in
so
general.
Athletic.
I love watching volleyball, especially women's volleyball. That is a sport where the women are far superior. The women's game is far superior to the men's game.
Yeah.
I wish they could wear what they wanted. If they wanted to wear very, very short and or bikini bottoms, then they could. But if they wanted to wear like longer spandex they could. That would be nice for them, because jokes aside, I've read some stuff that's like, no, they actually have to wear.
Isn't that
bikinis.
So funny? Well, yeah, and it was like,
like, can you imagine if the men had to play in like banana hammocks?
That would be horrific.
Well, literally nobody would watch.
Well, it would be. It would be
weird.
It would be weird, but I think it's weird that
wardrobe malfunctions. Like every second of the broadcast, they'd be like, oh, we have to cut. We have to
for
cut.
For religious reasons, you can cover up.
Okay.
The women. I've seen
for
that.
For religious
so,
reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, but unfortunately, you're right. Like, not getting to choose to wear that.
I do love watching beach volleyball. I like watching tennis. I know you're not big tennis fans, but we
I'm
also
fine.
Have.
I don't hate tennis the way Quinn hates tennis.
Canada has a young tennis star in the game, so that'll be fun to watch.
Who's
Layla
that
probably
Fernandez.
A wildly boring and uninteresting human who has no personality.
She won the Billie Jean Cup, actually.
Okay, I would like to get into why Quinn hates tennis. You have the floor.
You want to unpack that?
Yeah, you know what? I actually really liked tennis until the Davis Cup came to Edmonton, and Denis Shapovalov and Vasek Pospisil were here, and they could not have been bigger duds. Dud human beings, absolute dud human beings. And then I looked at the other tennis players, Bianca Andreescu.
Mm-hmm.
I can't respect her. I'm sorry.
Really?
She was playing Serena Williams. She was playing Serena, the goat of tennis. And Serena had to retire due to injury. And Bianca said, I know what it's like to play through injury. I feel so bad for you. Shut up. What do you know compared to Serena? You know nothing. And so they're duds. They're duds.
Okay. Wow. Passionate. Passionate about tennis.
Can I?
And the hatred.
Get your take on ping pong.
Oh, table tennis.
Excellent
rocks.
Sport.
Yeah. Table tennis.
What
rules.
A desirable game.
Yeah. I decided that this year I'm going to get, because I always have sports that I will watch most of the competitions for winter, but don't really have that with summer, aside from like the team sports. I'm with you, Claire. What I look forward to most in the Summer Olympics is the team
rugby
sports.
Rugby sevens?
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah, exactly. And the women's teams in the team sports are so elite and so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to kind of just choose a couple sports at random to get like aggressively into.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. How about, I got one for you. Bouldering.
Is that in there?
It's in this year.
Okay.
Sport climbing.
That's cool. Actually, you know what? Yeah. I watched that. That seems fun.
It was in last year or last Olympics, I think.
Okay.
But they've expanded into bouldering.
Okay. I could get into that. I'm
like, how fast can you climb a rock?
Not fast at all, obviously. Maybe archery.
I was going to suggest archery.
Archery seems cool.
Here's the thing is that it's problematic because we're not going to get the coverage of some of these sports. I'd love for you to get into water polo. I'd love for you to aggressively get into water polo. I can explain the game for you. People get upset. There's a lot of whistles. Listen, everybody, it's just a quick minor foul. It just means that they get to have possession of the ball to make a pass. But it is still very difficult to make a pass because now your defender who has fouled you, and it's meant, you're meant to foul very frequently. So there's a lot of whistles. But
okay.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Olympics buff over here.
I also have a question related to water polo after.
What is a modern pentathlon?
What?
A modern pentathlon? Well, it'd be five events, but I don't know what they...
It's probably...
What did they get rid of? Like, modern...
I don't know why they're calling it a modern pentathlon.
Running, cycling, swimming.
No. No, it's all in athletics. No. So it's going to be like... Running, steeplechase.
What?
Steeplechase. Yeah, oh. That's the water one. They like jump over water.
Oh, yeah, like they're water. Horses, but they're not.
What
yeah.
am I thinking of?
Maybe hurdles.
Okay.
You're thinking of triathlon?
Okay, well, it seems like...
Just threw them all in there.
Yeah, seems like the like a pentathlon, but with three.
I can answer the water polo question.
Okay.
Well, stay away from the weird stuff.
Water polo is volleyball in the water, yes?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you know what I would compare it to? It's handball in the water.
Oh, yeah. Got it. You know what? I enjoyed playing handball as a kid.
Yeah, so. You know what? And it's just the best. It's such a vicious sport. What happens under the water is like, I used to punch girls under the water on purpose because I was so mean.
Can you touch the ground?
No, you can't. So it's incredibly, you have to be incredibly fit to play.
No kidding.
Because you are, not only are you swimming, they say in like a good water polo game, you'll swim up to like 2 kilometers. And then plus on top of it, you are treading water while somebody is trying to pull you under as well or push you under.
Oh my God, this is with very the ball. Intense.
It's the best.
The stakes are high because you're actively trying to drown your opponents.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, I mean, obviously it's a huge net, but the goalies can still make really big saves. There's a, yeah, like they're incredible. And I mean, I could be lost at sea for the rest of my life and be fine because I would just tread water. I'm fine.
Wow, that is impressive.
That is impressive.
Okay, another quick question about water polo. I'm in on water polo. Yeah, I'm fascinated.
I got one.
The reason that you're punching people under the water or people get dirty
I was
under,
dumb.
People get dirty under the water, right? Like, because it can't be called because you, it, what they
Do they
don't
have cameras
see,
under there?
What they don't see,
so
they can't call, is that correct?
The broadcast will have cameras.
But the refs don't.
That is interesting.
And so that's where you can get away things. Like, there's a lot of suit grabbing. Like, I would come out of games and have scratches down my body. They do check your nails before you get in so that you don't have really sharp nails. I'll just tell you a quick story. So one time when I was playing, there was this girl who got kicked off the national team because of her temper. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine she's just an absolute spaz of a person. And we were playing them and she was from Calgary and she was obviously far superior. We had a lot of really young players who were just learning the game and she would like push them under the water and kick off of them to like go back the other way. Whoa. So she was just picking on them. And so I decided enough is enough because like pick on somebody your own size and own ability level. And so I went swimming up behind her and in my stroke, I came down with a punch in her back. And she turned around and looked at me and said, if you want to start this, I'll finish it. And I'm like, you started it. Pick on somebody your own size.
She just threw her mic. She just threw her mic. You didn't see it, but she threw her mic. Okay, I have an update.
Yeah.
The modern pentathlon combines fencing, swimming, equestrian show jumping, shooting, and running.
So... I was closest.
What in
neither of you were close.
She said swimming at least.
Yeah. And equestrian, sorry.
Yeah. And fencing. It sounds
That's
like
fun.
This sounds like
this is the ultimate
shooting
athlete.
And running. No, this sounds like you're preparing for war.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Like you're preparing for a battle. Like, you need to be able to run, jump on a horse.
Joust.
Fence, shoot and run.
This is very like 1800s war. Yeah. Prep. So, interesting.
Is this modern or are we going back to the Greek Olympics?
I don't know, first
ones. Wild.
I don't know to tell you.
France is just like,
bring it.
Let's do some old timey, like Bastille Day shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll just make them wear costumes.
Yeah.
Do they do it in costume? Is this medieval times?
It's actually just
the play.
It's Napoleon cosplay. That is the pentathlon. Pentathlon?
Modern pentathlon.
The modern pentathlon. Okay.
Um,
calling me stupid.
So if we don't talk about this, Quinn is going to try and drown us. So Quinn, who's making waves in the swimming categories?
Yeah, we want to talk about what athletes we're excited to see.
Yes. No, we need to give Quinn a little minute to talk about swimming specifically.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I imagine you'll talk about some of the athletes that we're excited about.
Yes. We'll talk about some of the...
Should keep an eye on.
The athletes that we should keep an eye on. So first of all, on the Canadian Olympic swimming team, we have two young ladies from Edmonton, Emma O'Cronin. So when I worked at Global, I did a ton of stories on Emma O'Cronin. She's a long distance swimmer. So 400, 1500 meter freestyle. In 2019, she went to the World Aquatics Championships. I remember doing a story with her. She was 16. She was the youngest member of the team. Going into these Olympics, I think she'd be hard pressed to make a final, which would be the top eight in 400 freestyle. But you never know. If she has a really great meet, she might make that top eight, and then we'll be able to see her in the final, which would be incredibly exciting. And then the other one is somebody I can't connect to because this is insane, but it's Emma Finlan. And she qualified in the 10-kilometer open water swim.
Oh.
10-kilometer swim, you guys. Also an Edmonton gal, so certainly somebody to cheer for. And I'm sure none of us really thought that we'd watch open water swimming, but obviously now we're watching open water swimming.
I guess
then,
so.
Of course, we got the Summer McIntosh.
She's 17 years old.
17 years old, her second Olympics. Like, she's an absolute star, world record holder.
Second Olympics at 17.
Yeah.
Let Summer, that sink also, in for a moment.
Summer McIntosh is a great name. That is just like an Olympian right
she
there.
She sounds like an Olympic apple.
Well, Penny, Alexiak. Alexiak. She was quite young when she started in the Olympics. Like, her first run, she was probably about 14.
I think
14.
She was 16. That was 14 or 2016. 16.
Right.
This is her third Olympics.
Penny's
is
a
she not she's, the most decorated Olympian for
she
Canada?
She is the all-time most decorated Olympian.
She's awesome.
And, obviously she's somebody to get so excited about. She's a funny one because in mid-season, she's not really around. She's unfortunately had a few injuries which have been tough on her. But she's really funny. Like, she shows up at the World Championships and the Olympics. And she's, you don't hear much about her in between those. But you know what? Big game player, whatever. Come in, win Olympic medals like crazy, put Canada on the map. So the other thing I just wanted to add very quickly about swimming. When I swam, I didn't really have a ton of people to look up to. There was Joanne Millar, who was my favorite swimmer. She never ended up medaling at the Olympics. And there was Marianne Limpert, who ended up medaling at the Olympics. So these girls would swim super well. They would go to all these world championships. They would perform well. And then the Olympics would come around and they wouldn't end up medaling, or it would feel a little bit like a disappointment. And that continued for a long time. There was never like a big group of women, like either on women or women. Like, of course, we had stars like back in the day, the Victor Davis, Alex Bowman, those kinds of things. But we never had this group, and I just love now. I'm so happy for the kids that get into swimming now because they have Penny Oleksiak to look up to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kylie Moss, who's my favorite backstroker in the world. There's Summer McIntosh. You know, there's a whole ton of girls that are going out there winning a ton of medals and, like, paving the way for Canadian swimmers. And I'm so happy for the sport in Canada because they have absolutely changed the game. There's a reason Summer McIntosh is where she is now, because of Penny Oleksiak, because of
Very
Kylie
cool.
Moss, because of Maggie McNeil, right? So I can't wait for swimming.
And there's a dude in the race too for Alberta athletes. Apollo, do you know Apollo Hess from Lethbridge?
Oh, a Lethbridge boy.
Yeah, 100 meter men's backstroke. He came second in the Olympic swimming trials, and so he is someone to watch as well.
Yeah, we want to see the podium, the Alberta folk. Then, of course, if we want to talk Albertans, there was Rebecca Smith out of Red Deer. So we're now talking another place I lived, Lethbridge, Red Deer. She's kind of specializes in swimming on the relay teams, and so she'll help them. I think she helped them to a bronze medal At World Championships. So we'll see the girls hopefully on the podium for the relay as well with Rebecca Smith. And then there's also a new backstroker. So Kylie, she is my absolute star. I think she's incredible. She's had world records. She's, you know, she's got four Olympic medals. But Ingrid Wilm is kind of a rising star, it sounds like. She finished fourth in the 50-meter backstroke at World Championships in 2022. She took the bronze in that same event in 2024 and the 100-meter backstroke. So those are events that we've typically seen Kylie medal. And so I think we might be seeing the next one to come.
Keep an eye out for her. Keep an eye out for Ingrid. That's exciting for the sport of swimming, for women and swimming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely excited to watch Penny. As per usual, there are a couple other athletes in sports that I'm looking forward to, not necessarily Canadians, but gymnastics, Simone Biles, the best to do it, right? Like, I mean, she is arguably the biggest star, for North, like out of North America that people are watching, I think, you know.
Yeah, fair. I think fair yeah. take.
And her husband got a leave from training camp to be able to go watch. That's right.
Cause cool. she's married to a Green Bay Packer. So we like Simone, over on this side of the table. Okay. So going back to women's soccer for a second, there's a woman who plays for Brazil, Marta. They just call her Marta. Her full name is Marta Vieira da Silva. Okay. Everyone knows Marta. Okay. I'm excited to see Marta. Like, I think playing for Brazil, she plays for Orlando Pride in the U.S. For, like, you know, regular season or whatever. But she's playing for Brazil, and she's just, like, badass bitch.
She's an absolute boss.
Most goals scored for a World Cup of all time, women or men's. So, yeah, I think I'll be watching that,
diving
too.
Into Brazilian soccer.
I mean, I'm not going to cheer for the U.S., so I'm going to cheer for Brazil.
Can't do that.
No.
Andre DeGrasse.
Of course, you got to cheer for Andre DeGrasse.
Gotta cheer for him.
I actually have a photo of me interviewing him.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll send it to the group.
Did you know that we are big in hammer throw here in Alberta?
I didn't know.
Yeah. Did you know? Well, maybe not Alberta. I lied. That's not true. In Canada, we have two contenders in hammer throw. Do you know what hammer throw is? Because I had to look this up.
My sister threw a hammer at me once. I stole her shirt.
Did she go to the Olympics
for
it?
Very scary. She could.
She could, actually.
It hurt. It hurt.
The aim was
I
alarming.
Mean, I thought that too. Like, okay, you throw a hammer.
So it's the ball on the chain, right?
It's a 16-pound hammer as far as you can throw it without getting a foul in the circle.
You spin around,
right? Yeah, you do the whole spin around and chuck it. I don't think it's on a chain. Quinn's gonna check. 16-pound hammer.
Should we
Cameron Rogers, Ethan Katzberg, both top contenders for the Canadian Olympic team in hammer throw. Two people to watch.
That is interesting.
How do you find out what kind you're of good at hammer throw? Like, is it that Julia chucks a hammer and it just misses you and you're like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, whoa, look at the arm on that girl. Okay, we're watching a hammer throw video.
Is the chain one?
Is it on a chain?
And also,
I don't
what's
know.
The regulation hammer? Like, what is the
16 pounds, that's all I know.
Whoa. Okay, that is
So how do you train for that? You spin around an office chair, make sure you don't get too dizzy.
That is actually pretty crazy. That is different than what I thought. At first I was like, hey guys, should we try hammer throwing? Like, should we just go
right now, go grab
go grab a hammer at Home Depot. I don't know what kind of hammer they use at the Olympics, but
well,
I imagine
now we know it's
16 pounds.
It's 16 pounds. It's on some kind of string or chain.
That scares me a little bit more. That seems.
Imagine it slips though. That's when you're spinning.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
And it just launches into somebody.
This seems a lot more dangerous than I initially thought. So scrap.
You
want to
talk about extreme sports? It's not the winter. It's hammer throw.
It's hammer throw and like shot put.
Yeah.
Because those chicks aren't fucking around. Oh my God, I have a funny hurdle story. Okay, so I really wanted to be good at hurdles. I was quite fast. I was a fast runner. Helped me in soccer. I really wanted to be good at hurdles. So I believe it was grade 7, maybe grade eight, I went to hurdle tryouts and with like all the really good athletes in the school. And they put two pylons with a piece of wood across the top. And that was just for, okay, let's warm up. Like none of us had even really done, some of us had never done, I must have been grade seven, never done hurdles before. So everybody's going through the motions and the ones who know how to do it are killing it. And I come out and I fucking put my foot right through the piece of wood,
no!
Split it in half, make a whole scene. Needless to say, I didn't make the hurdles.
It didn't. You didn't make the hurdles team.
Drama.
Drama. Yeah. That's
it's extremely that is interesting.
That is changed your life trajectory quite dramatically.
She's like, you know what? Did. Going into marketing.
You know what? I'm just going to run now. In a straight line with no obstacles.
That is Claire lore that I was not aware of. So now I know. That's great.
Of course, watch for the ploofs. Catherine and Michelle Plouffe on the basketball court 3x3.
Yes, the ploofs.
In water polo, Kindred Paul is an Edmonton girl.
Is Kia Nurse playing? She's got to be playing.
She's got to be playing for the women's team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's up with her injuries, though. So
there's so much to keep track of. You can't. You have to kind of pick the ones you like. And should we divide and conquer?
Oh, as like and do like a report. Okay, well, I call archery, obviously.
It's all yours. Modern pentathlon.
That's all you.
No.
I know. I don't want it. Actually, yeah, I will
dibs
take
out
1800s wartime France sport. Yeah. event. Yeah, I'll take that one. That seems more on brand for me anyway.
You're going to come back like so dignified and like just a different person.
She's going to take up fencing.
Oh my God. My best friend did fencing when we were in junior high and I made she fun would. Of her for 3 years straight.
Yeah. She seems like
she
a
seems
fencer.
Like the type. She also did equestrian. Actually, she'd probably do okay in this event. Yeah. We can do a little bit of an update. So should we do our own, just throwing this out there. Should we do our own little mini Olympics, the bits? Just like we compete against each other. We make our own pentathlon, but with sports we can do and without guns and horses.
No I'll take the swimming swords. Portion.
No swimming. I was thinking more like flip cup leads into, but we could do like, you know, we could, it doesn't have to just be that. We do a few different events and then we can race.
I like it.
Quinn and I still need to do a tie break for our, Team Canada starting lines because we actually tied in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Not, I know what we could do. We could go down to K-Days and do like the water shooting gun game and see who wins.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Okay. K-Days is coming up. I'm excited. Going to be there.
July 19th to 28th.
Going to Metric.
Metric.
I'll be Luda there every Chris. Day, actually.
Luda. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Can't wait to watch the Olympics.
Can't
so much to talk wait. About.
Yeah.
Okay. All we'll right. See you on another time.
Okay. Bye.